off over now to Croke Park to our good and respected friend Des Cahill, who's over there for what's going to be a very exciting event today. Des, can you set the scene for us? What do we know? What don't we know?
Well, Dublin have named their team in the last 45 minutes. Dublin have named an unchanged team. Kerry have named an unchanged team from the drawn match. But honestly, I wouldn't put a lot of faith in either the teams being as have been announced. As you know, the GAA has this thing where managers tend to name a team, and it's not always the same team that starts. Now, it could be the same teams that start.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that'll be the case. I don't know.
Right. And there was a big talking point about who was on the bench and who wasn't on the bench last week, and the fact that Bernard Brogan wasn't included. That's all gone now, isn't it?
Well, it's not. Yeah, Dublin have named the starting team, but they have not named their subs. But the word is that Bernard Brogan will be amongst the subs. I mean, one of the others will lose out, obviously.
Obviously. Ed, the sport is cruel. I mean, I was just talking to a woman there before you came on.
I was listening.
And that thing about being selected, deselected, I think no matter what kind of sport you're in, it must be very, very stressful.
But, Marion, the squad, like, there would be, say, about 35, 36 in both squads.
Yeah.
And some of them who've trained all year, the exact same amount as the star players, aren't allowed even, they're in the stands in their clothes, they're not even allowed to tug out. I think that's so brutal on fellas.
Yeah.
These are young players who will be stars. Some of the stars now did this as well. They were, you're only allowed to have the 15 and 9 other guys can tug out, up to number 26.
Right.
And the others have to sit in their clothes. 10 more just trained every day.
Yeah.
Cannot even wear the gear on the day.
Yeah, I heard somebody saying the other day in a similar context, it was much younger people in school, you know, that you have to learn resilience from this. And you feel like saying, resilience, how are you? I want place. How do you psych yourself up for a replay? Is it a completely different experience?
For the players, well, I certainly know it was hugely deflating for all of them. Bear in mind, they're amateurs as well.
Yes.
So their whole year was geared towards two Sundays ago, and then with a week off, win or lose, you know, some of them were, like several of the Dublin lads who I know were going on a holiday.
Right.
On the following Thursday, and so, you know what I mean? Holidays are cancelled, time off work is cancelled. They would have been expecting to be back in work or college tomorrow. You know, or on Monday rather. You know what I mean? But it's all over. So it's very hard to start again. But I think once they had a day to kind of get over it and then they went back in, they both will feel they should have won the last day. So that's a great way of getting yourself motivated again. Both know they could have won it.
Okay. Do you want to look into your crystal ball for me, please?
Like everybody has a view. I think Dublin have more room for improvement from the drawing game than Kerry, so I may be wrong, but based on that, I would swing slightly towards Dublin because of more room for improvement. And bear in mind, they played more than half the game
and the man less. I didn't want to leave them out. The women playing tomorrow?
Oh, absolutely, don't leave them out. There's a massive crowd expected. The senior match,
excellent.
Dublin against Galway, Dublin red-hot favourite. Galway have nothing to lose in that. Meath and Tipperary are in the intermediate final. Fermanagh and Louth in the junior final. And Marion, they're expecting a crowd of close to 55,000. It's phenomenal.
It is phenomenal. And I often thought in the past, you know, that if you see the men and they're out playing and the place is full and then no audience for the women, but that seems to be changing.
I would urge anyone, even if you're not a big GAA fan, there's walk-up tickets. It's a fabulous atmosphere there. It's a lovely, warm family atmosphere. I would really urge people to go there.
Okay. Listen, Des, I'm over time. I'll have to leave it there. But thank you very, very much indeed for that.